The Princess of South Beach is available in English and in Spanish. This is the English episode. Si quieres el episodio en español, regresa al feed y selecciona el episodio con el título en español. iHeartRadio's My Cultura Network and Sonoro present Princess of South Beach.
No, leave me alone, Raúl.
Tomorrow, when TMZ and all the other trashy magazines talk about what happened, they'll all say the same thing. That just 1 month before her wedding, Miami socialite Gloria Calderon dramatically ran down the pier, jumped into her brand new speedboat, and crashed into an unfortunately placed sea boulder. Yes, a sea boulder. Anyway, they'll say that she miraculously survived without a scratch on her body. But they'll all be wrong. The magazines, Gloria's boyfriend, her own mother. Because even though everyone saw Gloria swim to shore that night, Gloria is dead. How do I know? Because I am Gloria. Duh. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Started with the accident instead of the beginning. As you've noticed, I have a flair for the dramatic. It's kind of my thing. So this story actually begins with an orphan girl named Maria del Carmen. What? A bit cliche? This is a novella. Of course, there's going to be a poor, innocent orphan raised in a convent. Hello?
Sí, hermana Claudia, I'm here.
Maria, mija, stop cleaning. You're going to miss your bus. I'll help you with your bags.
But hermana Claudia, according to the tour board, it's my day to do the floors.
Ay, let hermana Susana do that. That woman hasn't lifted a finger since 96. No, hermana Susana. Ay, Dios mío. Maria, are you sure you want to leave? It's not too late to change your mind. We could always use another nun here at the convent of Las Hermanas de la Santa Misericordia de Jesucristo, Nuestro Señor y Esperanza Eterna.
Please, hermana, you've been through this like a million times. I don't want to become a nun. I want to be a normal person. Not that nuns aren't normal people, but you know what I mean. I just want to like pay taxes and complain about traffic and, oh, to try a Cinnabon. Obviously, I'm super grateful that you, you know, raised me and fed me, saved my life, you know?
Ay, mija, please, there's no need to thank me. I loved raising you as my own. All of it, even the dirty diapers. Well, maybe not the diapers so much, but everything else. Oh, I can't believe it's been 22 years. But you know what they say. Time flies when you're serving the Lord.
I have never heard that one before.
Oh, it's a nun thing. Just promise me that you won't forget who you are. Oh, and promise that you won't listen to reggaeton. I'm pretty sure it's satanic. Aunque a mí me gusta Bad Bunny, que no es bueno, pero de todas maneras, the devil is what makes it so catchy.
Hermana, before I leave, are you 100% certain that you don't know anything about my parents?
Ay, mi amor, if I knew anything, I'd tell you. But, as you know, you arrived on our doorstep like Moses in a basket with nothing.
Oh, please, not the Moses story again.
You literally arrived in a woven basket. And we gave you everything, even your name, Maria, after the Mother of God. And Carmen, after that famous explorer, Carmen Sandiego. I love that show. Here is the address for the job I found you. Yeah. Remember, we're not far away. Que Dios te bendiga, Maria.
I love you, hermana Claudia. Adios.
Adios, mi amor. Adios, Maria.
Adios.
Here's my ticket, senor.
Did not forget it. Can you let me know when we've arrived at South Beach?
Oh, great. Another innocent ingenue on the way to the big city. As if I didn't have enough to do. Ocean Drive, South Beach, Miami.
Gracias.
Do you know where I can find this address?
Oh, I don't know. Do I look like a wise owl
what?
Or Google Maps? You think I can help guide you, whether it's walking,
sorry.
Driving, or bike? Come on, get off my butt.
Wow, I've never felt sand before. I don't even think I've ever seen the ocean. That man is not wearing any pants. Oh my god, this place is amazing! Is that a chandelier? I thought those were only in cartoons.
Hello? Hello?
Good morning, miss. Welcome to the Palace Country Club. Are you a new member?
No, my name is Maria del Carmen. I don't know if I'm at the right address, but today is my first day of work.
Oh, you're the girl from the convent. You're 3 minutes late.
I'm sorry, it's just that...
I don't want to listen to your excuses, muchacha. As I said to my sister, Hermana Claudia...
Wait! Hermana Claudia is your sister?
No, but she's a childhood friend, so I call her sister. Hermana Claudia.
That's redundant.
You're redundant.
Oh.
As I said to my sis, to Hermana Claudia, I got your job as a lifeguard.
Lifeguard! Oh, I thought I was only going to serve coffees or bus tables, but wow, okay. I knew those swimming lessons would eventually pay off. Well, they weren't lessons per se. Hermana Susana would throw a Milky Way into the pool and the orphans had to race to get it, and we lost a lot of good kids,
but... I don't need your tragic life story, mija. Ay, por favor. You can leave your stuff in the locker room around the back. My name is Hector Enrique Valdez, but you can call me... Hector Enrique Valdez. You'll report to me. Here's your uniform. Please get changed and I'll show you your station.
This is my uniform? Oh my goodness, I'll be practically naked.
Look, kid, you're not at the convent anymore. I don't know if you noticed, but there are thousands of girls on the beach suntanning their butt cracks. Ay, qué pena se ponen sus pasties aquí en las tetas y esa cosa está blanca. Ugh. So either put on the uniform or throw on a habit and head back.
Well, can I at least cover myself with, like, a sweater or something?
It is 100 degrees and more humid than a fart in leather pants, but it's a free country. So don't come crying to me when you get a heat stroke. Now hurry up, apúrate, muchacha.
And that's where everything really began, for our innocent and sweet and annoyingly naive Maria del Carmen. She thought it was the beginning of her normal life. Maybe she would meet a moderately handsome boy and they'd fall in love. And then they'd break up and she'd find another one. And then they'd break up and she'd gain 10 pounds. The point is, she wanted a normal life. But after what she saw that night at the beach, a normal life would be impossible.
Of course, Miss Kennedy. I will change that tennis reservation right away. Okay, goodbye. Jesus, nun girl, you look terrible. My God, qué fachas, qué cruz, Dios mío.
Ugh, it was the longest day ever. I'm so thirsty. Can I grab a water bottle?
Those bottles are imported aqua from Fiji, and they are for the guests. Just take it out of your paycheck.
Oh,
be here tomorrow at 6 a.m. You got it? Not 6:03. Not que 6:07 o 6:08. No. 6 a.m.
Sí, Hector.
Hector Enrique Valdez.
Yes. Hector Enrique Valdez. Valdez. See you tomorrow.
God, he's a lot.
Hey!
Guys, the beach is closed.
We
Please, get out of the water. You can't be out here. Beach is closed. Seriously, get out of here or I'm gonna have to call security. The beach is closed. Dios mio!
Oh my god! Is that rock always been there?
I've got you! Oh, look at her. She's been a lifeguard for only 5 hours and she's already trying to rescue me. Remember the boat crash from the beginning with the unfortunately placed sea boulder? Yeah, it's literally happening now. And there, among the crashing waves, Maria del Carmen tried to pull me, Gloria Calderon, to safety. But when she looked at my lifeless body, she saw a familiar face. Her face. My face. The face of her twin sister.
Dios, no! No, no, what is this? It can't be.
It was like looking in a mirror. Well, sort of. I'm like the cuter twin, but anyway, this is the part where I die.
I couldn't save her. Ay, Dios, please. Please forgive me.
Gloria, Gloria, are you okay?
What? No, no, I'm not.
Gloria, is it true you had an affair with Steve Buscemi?
What? Gloria. I am not.
Gloria, oh, thank God. Where were you thinking, my love? I thought you were dead.
Who are you? Who's Gloria?
Oh, my God, you're in shock. Oh, guys, seriously, give her some space. Come, my love, okay? The car is right here.
Oh, no, I don't know you, and I have to save her. I have to.
But she's fainted! Oh, yeah, Mom, I got you! Get out of the way!
Hey, these people, I'm gonna kill them.
Oh my god, she's so cold! Why is she so cold? Oh god.
And that's how poor, innocent Maria del Carmen became me, Gloria Calderon. Oh, see, I am Gloria, but she is now also Gloria because everyone thinks she's me, but I am not Maria del Carmen, even though I look like... It sounds more complicated than it actually is. And even though me dying is a total bummer, without that accident, Maria del Carmen would have never found out who her real parents were, not to mention all the juicy secrets the Calderon family was hiding. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Again, told you, dramatic. But I do know one thing for sure. I'm not the only one who dies in this story. Sorry, that was dramatic again.
If you're enjoying Princess of South Beach, please subscribe, rate, and review our show wherever you're listening. The Princess of South Beach is a production of iHeart's My Cultura podcast network and Sonoro. Created and directed by Jasmine Romero. Written by Jasmine Romero and Joanna Hausman. With help from Daniela Sarkis, Monisa Hinrichs, and Christian Hatar. Produced by Luis Eduardo Castillo. Executive produced by Connell Byrne and Giselle Bances for iHeart. By Joanna Hausman, and by Jasmine Romero and Joshua Weinstein for Sonoro. Performances in this episode by Rachel Zegler, Andy Bustillos, Yvonne Cole, Alexis Guerreros, Luis Eduardo Mora, and Eileen Clark. Our production manager is Querenza Chaires. Recording and engineering by Emiliano Quintanar. With sound design by Edwin Irigoyen, Cassandra Tinajero, Andres Baena, Diego Medina, and Andres Coronado. Assistant sound design by Eric Centeno. Casting and coordination by Andres Chaires. Foley by Samantha Gonzalez Fong. Our theme song and original music by Rodrigo Garcia Robles and Charlie Hernandez.